following program is wholly sponsored and produced by The Financial Consultants.
The Financial Consultants,
which is responsible for its content.
The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum is a program for informational purposes only and should not be considered a solicitation of an offer to buy or an offer to sell securities or investment advisory services.
The information on this program regarding market or other financial information is obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of such information. Answers to call-in questions are based on limited information and should not be taken as specific recommendations.
When considering any registered security product, seek a prospectus for more complete information, including charges and expenses.
Please read the prospectus carefully before you invest. Make sure you consult your financial professional about your particular situation.
Securities offered through Advisory Group Equity Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
Huh? What?
Hey! That's just the stuff we have to say to keep the lawyers happy.
This is The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX.
The business station.
Call Ron toll free at 1-877-NEW-1060.
That's 1-877-639-1060.
Now, chartered financial consultant
Ron Birnbaum.
Ron Birnbaum.
Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, October 21st, 2009. Just... what, about 10 days away, 9 days away from Halloween? I can hardly wait. I need a candy fix, really. Well, and at any rate, the markets are not doing too well across the world. I think this is the first day I've ever seen just one market of all the markets that are out there that's in positive terrain, and that's one of the Japanese markets, which is only up 0.04%. Their main averages, the Nikkei average, is up. I mean, it's down, as is the Nikkei 300, both down slightly. But that one index is the only index in the entire world which is in positive territory at all today. Our futures for trading on the Dow and the other indexes in the U.S. markets are all lower as well. But we've been having some pretty good news by economic third-quarter result standards. Still, yesterday there was a disappointing report on housing starts, and that made investors really nervous about the economy, not just here but worldwide, and sent stocks lower, even as the profits of a lot of the companies have exceeded expectations. The major indexes slipped about 0.5% yesterday. Stocks retreated from 2009 highs after the Commerce Department said applications for home building permits that fell in September by the largest amount in 5 months. And that's kind of a discouraging signal for future construction and the economy as well. So investors reacted rather negatively to that. Still, the investors will get more information about the housing market on Friday, when a report on sales of existing homes is released. And after several months of rather positive data, the past few weeks have brought signs that a housing recovery probably is slowing a bit. Could that be because first-time homeowners cannot get that $8,000 anymore? That if you are a first-time home buyer, the government gives you $8,000 off of the price of a home right off of your taxes. And what happens? Well, that law stipulates that you have to have closed by the end of November. So if you haven't really bought a home by now, it's pretty much a bit late to close by the end of next month. A rebound in the dollar from 14-month lows against other major currencies also hurt stocks, because that drove down commodity prices, and in turn that sent energy and materials companies lower. Bond prices rose after the government said wholesale prices fell last month, but the housing data and stronger dollar overshadowed strong earnings from companies like Apple and Caterpillar, and also United Health Group. Earnings are likely to dominate trading again today after the close of yesterday's trading. Yahoo and SanDisk Corporation showed reports that actually showed profits were well ahead of their expectations, and so stocks gained in after-hours electronic trading. However, even with the worries about the economy, Tuesday's drop was modest and not unexpected after stocks really have performed so well over the last 7 months. Still, the stock markets are well below our highs from 2007. Treasury prices rose yesterday. That pushed yields lower after the Labor Department said that wholesale prices fell in September, leaving a larger-than-expected monthly drop in the producer price index. The bond market tends to really rise on signs of rather muted inflation, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 3.34% from 3.39% late on Monday. The Dow rose, and so did the prices of other commodities such as gold. Crude oil actually lost ground for the first time in about a week, falling 52 cents to settle at $79.09 a barrel in the New York Mercantile Exchange. Oil rose to $80.05 during the day, its highest level in a year before falling later. Investors dumped shares of home builders after a report of a 1.2% drop in applications for housing permits. The retreat in stocks comes as many earnings reports are topping expectations, but mostly they're doing that because of cost-cutting measures, not because their sales are particularly good. Apple closed up almost 5%, 4.7% yesterday after trading at a 12-month high of $201.75. Caterpillar rose 3%. United Health Group jumped 4.2% yesterday. And Yahoo slipped 5 cents. In late trading, it rose 2.5%. And SanDisk, which also had released its earnings after the close, advanced some 2 cents during the day, but jumped 11.5% in late trading. Two stocks fell for every one that rose on the New York Stock Exchange, where consolidated volume came to probably about an average amount of 5.4 billion shares. That is a bit higher than Monday's trading yesterday. Before we get to the worldwide report, let's give you the actual index levels for the U.S. indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost just exactly 0.5% yesterday to close at 10,041.5. NASDAQ was down 0.59%. The Standard & Poor's 500 lost a little bit over 0.5% yesterday to close at 1,091. NASDAQ's now at 2,163. The Russell 2000 Index of Small Companies lost almost 1.5% in trading yesterday to close at 613. And the Dow Jones Total Stock Market Index, which covers pretty much every stock in America, was down 0.71% yesterday and closed at 11,245. Worldwide, I mentioned that all the indexes are down today. In Asia, we see the Shanghai Composite down 0.5%, and indeed the Shanghai itself is down a little bit more than 0.33%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index down 0.3%. India's market's down about 1%. Japan's down slightly. But Japan's TSM index, the only index in the world that's up, it's now up 0.04%, while the Nikkei average itself is down 0.03%. South Korea's index down about 0.33%, and Taiwan also down 0.67%. Moving to Europe, the French market's down 1.3%, Germany down about 1%. Italy down 1.5%. The all-important Latvia market down 1.6%. United Kingdom's FTSE 100 down 0.8%. And looking at futures trading in our indexes, the Dow Jones down 52, Standard & Poor's 500 down 6.2, and NASDAQ down 8.5. Again, that's in futures trading, which shows that our indexes will likely be lower as the markets open in a couple of hours. In other commodity trading, well, we'll have that after our break. And also joining me will be the president of OwnYourMoney.com, Belinda Fuchs. So stay tuned for that. And call us with your questions at 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum.
More of The Financial Consultants after this.